Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
I am lucky to be in love with my best friend. She is awesome. And she is here. And my co-host, coincidentally, Faith McFadden! Yay!
Hello. Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, 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 good.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
Well, that's good.
I'm excellent. And me, I'm Brad McFadden!
Yay!
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
His awesomeness.
What? My awesomeness? Sounds like a title.
I know. I am Bradley McFadden, and McFadden, his awesomeness.
His awesomeness, Bradley McFadden. Well, here we are.
That's us.
We are here.
We are here.
And you are here.
Uh-huh.
Not you. Them. Oh. They're here.
Uh-huh. They are.
Everybody's here.
They are.
And you know what they all want.
Yep. Creepy songs.
They all want creepy songs.
They do. They do.
All right. So let's play creepy songs. I'm going to play creepy songs.
Okay. You do that.
Excuse me.
Are they going to be little girls?
I just swallowed breakfast. I was a little late getting home today. Swallowed breakfast. It was breakfast for supper.
Yes.
It was breakfast for supper. I had eggs for supper. So excuse me. And it's going to be an interesting show. Anyway. So this is from Stacy Card, a new listener, first time contacting us listener. Yay, Stacy Card! Yay! And she sends us some interesting
creepy songs. Her creepy songs. All right,
yes, ready. Let's check them out. It's a Christian artist. See if you can guess.
One peaceful afternoon,
Carmen.
I picked up from my mailbox. The strangest looking letter I've ever seen. A chilling little.
You know this?
I do.
Bordered with.
I had this
flying
tape.
Bats and eerie serpents whose eyes were tinted green. That letter was addressed to me, so as I opened it, I froze. What I read turned my complexion 3 shades of blue. It said, "My name is Isaac Horowitz. I'm a male witch, a warlock, and I feel I need to spend some time with you."
You got to play the song.
Oh, the whole thing?
No, you got me into it now. I haven't heard it in forever.
It's like 9 minutes long.
I haven't heard it since like 1987.
A man of faith and power with a challenge to grow. I did what any saint would do in my situation. I tore it up, said, "Lord, no way I'm going to go." Then gently and methodically, the Holy Spirit spoke and reminded me, we're God's voice to our nation. It's the church's responsibility to witness. So reluctantly, I accepted this witch's invitation.
You can fast forward it to the chorus.
You'd expect.
Or to
the old.
There's a chorus?
Sort of. The end.
His jet black
the
lying
end.
In bed, wheezing like a dying animal. When those spirits lay claim to the rights they own to your...
Yeah, I'm going to have to call this an account of creepiness.
Go to the back. Go to the end. You got to get to the end. The conclusion. It
Isaac,
builds.
You tossed that book in my lap. You gloated with a sinister victory. You rejoiced when you saw your name in black and white. Now I rejoice, but not that your council of demons are subject to Jesus, but that my name is written in the Lamb's
book of life.
Then Isaac jumped up from his chair and screamed, "You must leave now!" I says, "I will, but one last obligation. Next time, think twice before you rumble with a man of God. And by the way, thanks for your witch's invitation."
Whatever. Okay, that's Carmen.
Oh, stop it. Did you snobby snob, music snob.
Did he actually do any songs? Any,
yes.
Like, good songs at all?
Yes. Ever? Have you heard The Champion?
Yes. Again, has he done any good songs? This is from The Lion King. Yeah, it's creepy already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still freaked out a little bit from The Witch's Invitation.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. I love it. Totally forgot about Carmen.
I never thought hyenas essential.
What is this, talking songs? That's her theme.
They're crude, but unspeakably plain. But maybe they've a glimmer of potential.
Evil.
If allied to my vision and brain.
What was that guy's name that sang this? That was the bad...
Who was the bad guy?
What was he, a leopard or a tiger? He was a tiger.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know that the lions have the mane, but really mm-hmm. the tiger, to me, is the more majestic beast. Don't you think?
No. Have you seen the lion? The lion is way bigger and way more powerful, way stronger.
Really?
Yeah.
Than a tiger?
Yeah.
I know that your powers of retention.
Okay, that's enough.
Wet,
I'm gonna have nightmares.
About warthogs backside.
About warthogs.
But thick as
warthogs.
Pay attention. My words are a matter of pride.
Okay.
You're done with that?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is, well, the next one is pretty predictable. I'm sure lots of people will have this one on their list. We all recognize this one. Of course, she didn't send the whole song. The one she sent me, the link she sent me, was
Is
not...
Is it short? It's like just a radio version or
just
something?
It's just the intro.
Oh, she only did the intro? Well, yeah, you don't need the whole thing.
Oh, no, it never mind. It looked like it, but it actually filled out.
Ow!
Oh, well.
Well, doesn't this and the Police Stalker song, I mean, aren't they just like Gibbons?
Yeah, I think so.
The Gibbon.
I have to say, not really that creepy. I mean, Vincent Price, but it's kind of campy more than creepy, right?
Yeah, it would never creep me out. Because they were doing the dance. Yeah, it was very campy. Well, that anyway. Was the point, because he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay, how about this one?
And he couldn't be, you know, too much.
How about this one?
No.
Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends.
This isn't creepy. Oh,
it's a little creepy.
Okay, it is a little bit.
Both members of the 4-H Club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a brand new world.
I knew every word to this song.
Wanda looked all around this town and
all she found was Earl.
Well, it was okay, dying.
Wait.
I forgot about this song. I never thought of it as creepy, but it is.
That Earl had to die.
Earl.
Okay, so there you have it.
Okay. You know, they're back.
All in
without
all,
her.
Very good. Yes, I'm interested. I'm interested. Although I thought she was a good singer.
Oh yeah, but
if she
just
keep
her
mouth shut.
Keep her politics out of things.
God.
Whose daughter is she?
She was Lloyd Maine's daughter.
Lloyd Maine's daughter. That's right.
She was a legend in Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
She is his daughter.
All right. Here we go.
Was that her list?
That was her list. Very good.
That
list
was a good
from
list.
Stacy Card. Thank
I
you
like
very
that
very
list.
Much.
See, they remind me. See, we, Brad and I are like, man, we had a hard time with this. But now that you're bringing these songs, I'm like, oh, yeah, totally forgot about that.
See if I can find this one.
Earl. I had a phase where I loved the Dixie Chicks. Around Brad and Art, my dating time,
it was
kind of like that freeing thing.
Yeah, it was that album that, yeah.
I had that whole freedom time.
freedom. Okay.
All my songs were like, get out, shut up, I'm enjoying life. That's that, though. That was my genre.
All right.
Time.
Here we go. I think this is it. Waiting for Groove Shark.
Who's this?
For Groove Shark. This is Jen McFadden.
Oh.
And Carrie McFadden.
Did they each do separate lists?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good.
Yes. Well, they sent him in one list, but he said the first three are first.
What? What?
All right.
Are you being irritated by your brother?
Yes.
I always know because he's like, oh.
So here we go.
He makes me tired. It runs in the family.
I assume this is Jen's list, actually.
Okay. Does it make more sense?
This is The Who, which is her favorite band. The name of the song is Fiddle About.
I'm your wicked Uncle Honey. I'm glad you won't see or hear me as I fiddle about, fiddle about. Mind you, now I'm doing what I want to. Fiddling about, fiddling about, fiddle about. Down with the bedclothes, up with your nightshirt. Fiddle about.
Alrighty then.
Fiddle about.
That is creepy.
It's very creepy and dirty. Alright, so here's the next one. This is the next creepy song. I'm sure you recognize it. You don't recognize it? I recognize it.
Oh.
No, you don't recognize it. Do you?
I've heard it before. Reminds me of The Night Before Christmas.
Okay, so the first. Okay, so I've had to read through a few emails to figure it all out.
But okay.
The first song was from Jen.
Uh huh.
The rest of the songs are from Carrie.
Oh, okay. But he's already done this. Where we got 16 versions of It's a Small World After All.
Yes, I know.
We're going to do it again?
Yes.
That's the... Alrighty. Why did he pick this over plays? So we're going to do this list again?
No, when did he do it? What was the other list we did that he did this for? I don't remember now. But I'm with him. They're all creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
They're creepy and overplayed.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears.
Oh, wait.
Oh, there's more? Oh, brother.
This one's from Disney Paris.
It's so heavy.
Yeah, like I thought it was going to be French, but no. Alright, so there you have it. Creepy songs by my brother, who
is
surprisingly
plain.
Enough, not so creepy.
You wouldn't know it from his song choices.
Yes. Fiddle it out, definitely creepy. Thanks, Jen, for that.
That was creepy and just plain wrong.
We've done this to ourselves. Alright, Ken. Ken Harmeyer.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Harmeyer. I hope I'm saying that right. It's time to check out songs that creep Ken Harmeyer out.
All right.
Yes. At the end of this, we'll all listen to the Banana Split song.
Yes. It'll cleanse our brains.
He only submitted one. Cold Ethel.
Ooh.
weird.
Alrighty.
Of course, Alice Cooper's a Christian now, so it's still creepy.
Really, he is.
Really,
he okay. is.
All right, thank you.
Interesting.
Thank you very much from Ken for that pipes. Song that creeps you out. Now, this song is the Monkees. This song is from Robert from itsjustuscast.com. Mm-hmm. This is the Porpoise song.
Oh, boy.
He says it's weird. It's just weird. The Porpoise song again? I don't know.
Now here's an interesting saying.
Here's an interesting choice. I agree. I think this song is creepy.
Hotel California.
Yes. If you listen to the lyrics,
well,
this song is creepy.
Yeah, but when you know what it's about, it's not creepy anymore.
It's still creepy.
No, it's not.
It's about a drug addiction.
Well, but that's not creepy.
It is creepy.
No, it's not.
Drug addiction. When you look at it from the perspective and the depth that they're looking at it from this song, that once you're an addict, you're always an addict, and the invitation and the lust of the drug.
Okay, yeah, but I don't think that's creepy. I don't know if that's creepy. It's very eye-opening, as I see with my...
And the imagery that's in the song, some dance to remember,
some
dance to forget.
With my nephew, yes. Mm-hmm. I see it. I can see it with him. Very much so.
Good choice, Robert. Musically, it's beautiful.
It's a fantastic song. On a dark desert highway. It's not about Satan or any of that.
Oh, we got all that. Yeah. That was back in the backward masting rock and roll is from Satan days. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. All right. Very,
it's like a, you
good.
Know what it is? Like when
very
I see
excellent.
The, she says, there she stood in the doorway. I think of Proverbs.
Oh,
you know, there's,
yes.
there she is standing there. She's mm-hmm. standing there. Are you going to be a fool?
Mm-hmm. Outside the lucky star, staring at the flashing sign. Get red, come on in and watch young Scarlet's body come alive. Let her dance for you. Cast your spell, you'll swear you can't believe her.
You can't say he sings creepy songs. So
I paid my fare and walked down front. Are you kidding me? What is that one that
Kenny
Ruby.
Rogers, he has way too pretty of a voice.
Ruby is a creepy song.
His voice is so pretty. I don't
Yeah, he has a great voice. But I haven't ever heard this one.
I've never heard this song.
But how about Ruby?
I don't remember it.
Ruby's a creepy song.
I don't remember it. I found an empty chair. As I settled in, young Scarlet took the ribbons from her hair. The moves her body made while the music played were the lights I've never seen. And she became the envy of my dreams. By one of teas and movements brought the crowd out of the sea. Oh. And okay, I get it. Me. From the moment that her eyes found mine, I've never been the same. Scarlet, he still sings it so pretty. I don't even care. It's so pretty. I don't know, something about Kenny Rogers, his voice.
He's singing
just,
a love song
me.
To a stripper.
I know, but he lulls me.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted
hair. Is this a theme on his album?
This is Ruby. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. gets better. The creepy part's coming up.
It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company.
Anyway, he goes on to explain that he's a paraplegic.
It's hard to love a man whose legs have been paralyzed.
There, he explained it right.
Yes.
And the wants and the needs of a woman your age.
They need loving too.
That's right.
That doesn't make him creepy.
It's creepy because if I could move, I'd get my gun and put you in the ground.
Yes.
Says I can kill
but he's
ya.
Still singing
the rose
he's
by her rose.
He's still singing in his voice. I love his voice.
I still can't.
And I don't even. And I don't even like country music that much. I love Kenny Rogers.
I still can't listen to the. Was it the greatest?
Yeah,
the greatest without tearing
up
a little bit.
We're both bawling. Him and Dolly Parton. You know what? And Dolly Parton, she every time she comes on, I will stop. I will stop.
To listen to what she's got
I
to say.
I will. I just love her.
Hey, that was Kenny Rogers. I recognize him.
Of course you do.
I do.
He's a little bit high country for you, though.
High country?
Uh-huh.
You mean like John Denver?
No.
Hey, it's a record day. I made Faith laugh. Everybody mark this down. Okay, then. Well. Okay, you can quit laughing now.
That's why I don't laugh and you don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do with that. You're not yelling at me, telling me to leave at all. And hey, no, listen, I came in here to tell you about Cousin Bob.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Cousin Bob's into a world of trouble.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, he's got that farm out there. It's out of the down.
No, okay.
Yeah, and there was a busload of Democrats coming along.
Oh, no.
It was a Democratic convention and all.
Mm-hmm. In Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anyway, they was coming down the road. They was going down to the convention center, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they was evidently they was lost. They was going down Bob's Road. I don't know. It's like Bob's Road is the name of it or whatever. Okay. Anyway, they're going down there and they lose control of their vehicle. Mm-hmm. And they hit a tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they okay?
Well, Bob did Bob cleaned it up a little bit, you know, and he
the buried... The tree?
The mess.
Oh, okay.
And he buried them all and put nice markers on their grave and everything.
Oh.
But he didn't report it to anybody. And so the sheriff come out to investigate, found the wrecked bus and all the graves.
Uh-huh.
And he went to talk to Bob, and he said, Bob, now, were they all dead from the wreck? And he said, and Bob said, well, some of them said they weren't, but them politicians can lie. He's in trouble. All right, well, I'm going to leave while the getting's good. I done made her laugh and everything. I'm out of here.
He was leaving while he was ahead, I guess.
Maybe that's my new.
How to get rid of him? Just laugh at whatever he says?
That's my new plan.
All right, well, we played Roberts.
Yes.
Wait, is this Chelsea's?
This
is Chelsea's.
Okay. Okay. Well, from
it says
just us,
Chelster.
Yes.
Chelster.
Chelster. Is that our new name?
Is.
Maybe that's what he calls her. Come on, Chelster.
Come on, Chelster.
Chester is Carrie's dog's name. That's very close. That's a little scary. You don't want to call that wrong.
I don't know what to do with that one. All right, Chelsea. So this is Chelsea from
It's Just Us Cast.com.
.com. All right, so here's her list.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to... What'd you say?
Bale.
Bad moon.
Is it a moon arising?
Bad moon arising.
Bad moon.
Yes.
Bad moon arising.
Yes.
Bad moon arising.
Bad moon rising. I see a bad moon rising. Why is this hard for you? I'm a man, right there. There's a bad moon on the rise.
There's a bad moon on. Okay. Why is that creepy?
Because it's all about witchery and the song's all about.
Well, that didn't. Just because things are about witchery doesn't mean they're creepy.
The song creeps her out. That's the important thing.
I'm just saying.
It's not about creepy songs, it's about songs that creep you out.
Okay.
I don't particularly care for this version.
Pearly white, just a jackknife as MacHeath dear.
Is this Judy Garland?
Ella Fitzgerald.
What do I know?
Almost Judy Garland.
Almost. It sounded like her, actually. Very young. She a young singing this song? Oh, yeah. Sounds like Judy Garland.
Anyway, it's Mac the Knife. Which
sounds like Judy Garland.
I understand why Mac the Knife would creep somebody out. Not particularly
the name.
This version.
The name, yes.
And I understand this one, too. This one is definitely weird. All the psychedelic stuff can creep you out.
Yeah, all of it can just go dump it in a pail and there you go. So much that it's the music is so.
By the way,
drug induced.
I hope you're listening to this with your headphones on. It's pretty cool with headphones.
Is that what you did when you were 16? With your big old monster headphones.
My big old monster sweaty eared headphones. Yes. This is Iron.
With the giant plug.
This is Iron Butterfly with Inagata Davida.
Inagata Davida.
Which I don't know. I think everybody kind of knows this. It's not really a less known. What is it called? Unknown fact, but or little known fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a well known fact. But in case you don't know,
uh-huh.
It was actually in the Garden of Eden. But he was drunker than a skunk,
and he couldn't pronounce it.
And he said Inagata Davida.
Inagata Davida.
And they like that better, uh-huh. So they actually went with that.
Uh huh. He was drunk and high.
But not in. The final version, just in like when they were practicing the song.
So they stuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what they did.
They thought it was more psychedelic to say, in a garden.
It is. Of course, you don't understand it as much until you understood what the real words were. Then you're like, oh, I get the song.
In the Garden of Eden, I'll always love you, baby. Yeah, in the okay. Garden of Eden, I'll always be true.
Ah, and then you go, oh, I remember the first time I was like, oh, okay.
You know the psychedelic furs? You know the psychedelic furs
yes.
song from Pretty in Pink?
Uh-huh. Which one?
Well, there's only one.
No, they do more than one.
They had more than one hit, but the only one from...
Pretty in Pink?
Pretty in
they
Pink.
Did?
Psychedelic. I don't even know how to spell things. How do you spell furs? I don't know. How do you spell psychedelic furs? I must not be spelling it right. Psych...
P-S-Y-C-H.
Yes.
A psych... A-D-E-L-I-C.
Oh, okay. I spelled O.
F-U-R-S.
It's Pretty in Pink. The song Pretty in Pink. Here we go. He, when he first recorded this track, uh-huh. He was just getting over laryngitis. She loves to be one of the girls. But they liked it so much, they actually kept that vocal. Even though they finished out the song.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't know that. She says, this is it, that's the end of the joke.
Yeah,
I loved Molly Ringwald.
I liked the psychedelic furs. They had quite a few hits.
Brad thinks Molly Ringwald was creepy.
I don't understand why anybody found her attractive. I thought she was a good actress. I just don't understand why people thought she was attractive.
Huh.
I thought she was especially in Pretty in Pink. She was a
bitch. She was odd.
I wouldn't have liked her in high school.
No.
She was just... Now, Breakfast Club, I liked her a lot more. Mm-hmm. I mean, she played a much more real character because she was actually rich. And so it made more sense for the way she acted. Pretty in Pink, she was just a snot.
She was a snob, a poor snob.
She was a snob to her friends and a snot to the rich guy. It was just, and to her dad. Of course, you know, she learned a little bit better. 16 Candles, I liked her in that. I thought she was a good actress.
Yeah. And she got to kiss me. Yeah. All night long.
You can hear his voice is a little clearer in this. Anyway, there you go.
Cool. We learned things today.
I'm trying to remember. There's another song where he was drunk when they recorded it.
I was drunk, so I didn't know the words.
He was actually laying on the floor drunk. Oh, it was Radio.
Bad Moon Rising.
It was Radiohead. It was Radiohead.
Just kidding.
Their big hit. What was it?
Where do you just yank the stuff out of your head? Keep it back there.
It was their big hit. It was the one.
No wonder when I tell you stuff and then I go, we just had this conversation, you don't remember it because you've got all
got
this crap
in
your
head.
And I'm like, we just had this talk. We just talked about this and you don't remember. It's because you're keeping facts about the violent femmes. Psychedelic furs in your brain that you don't need in there anymore.
I don't need anymore. That's true. That's true. Is it, High and Dry?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to remember the song.
For what?
Yeah, I think this is it. I think this is the one. It's called High and Dry. It's like their biggest hit besides Creep. If you're into Radiohead at all. But anyway, he hates this song because what happened was is they were drunk. He was drunk, and they came home and recorded it. They came back to the studio and recorded it. He was actually laying on the floor trying not to throw up.
Singing?
Yes.
Why did they have to go back and record it then?
And the producer liked it. He hated it. I think it's this one. Is it this one? Kill yourself for recognition. Kill yourself. No, this isn't it. I don't know. I'll find. This is it. This is the one. It's called Planet Telex. No, I don't know. I give up. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
One of the songs they recorded turned out to be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because Planet Telex was never a hit. Oh, it was released as the... Oh, it was released at the same. It was released on the opposite side of High and Dry. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. You know what? I'll look it up and tell you about it.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
Why don't you figure that out for us?
That would make more sense.
And then talk about it.
Well, thanks for the list,
once
Chelsea.
You know.
By the way, that was
Thank
a great
you,
list.
Chelsea, great list.
Great list there.
Very creepy, Creeperson.
Yeah. This is from. Oh. Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Ken Hammermeyer. We'll read this and then we'll end the show. He sent us the song earlier about Cold Ethel.
Yes, yes.
And so he sent us a little note about it. He says, I am not sure how to make Grooveshark work so well, so I hope this worked. And he's going to send an email, blah, 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 about the memory about the song. The song is Cold Ethel by Alice Cooper, of course. The first time I heard it was when I was in the Marines. I went to visit some of my friends who were grunts. We were sitting around the common room, and this song came on. It was about a guy having sex with a corpse.
Okay.
I didn't actually get that from the lyrics, but I guess I didn't listen to it very well.
No.
Well, he did talk about her being cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were saying how sick that was. This guy was sitting there and started telling us how his father owned a funeral home.
Oh, boy.
This isn't going anywhere good, is it?
No.
He used to go down there when there was no one there and look at the dead people. He told us that if you stick a knife in the spine near the base, the body will slop around.
Oh, lovely. Oh, my gosh.
That's nervous laughter. It's not laughing because it's funny. That's nervous laughter. We all looked at the guy.
Oh.
He was as calm as could be. We all got creeped out.
Yeah.
Now you have to understand these were combat Marines who didn't scare.
Uh-huh.
We had all see our shape of bad stuff. We had all seen our share of bad stuff. But we still wouldn't get near him from then on. You don't get near people who...
Who stick knives in dead people's spines. That's
only
disgusting.
There's only one reason to try to make a dead person flop around. Now, when I hear the song, I think about that guy. Well, why would... I have never heard that song before, so I would never have thought about that guy. Isn't it fairly easy to avoid that song?
Fairly.
Fairly.
Okay. We need the banana song right now.
No kidding.
Right now.
Something. We need something happy.
We need... Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant.
Oh, you know what I did today?
What?
Just change the subject just for a minute. I don't want to leave everybody go with that much creepiness going on. But I created... a Groove Shark. What am I trying to say? Playlist.
You did.
Of country pool songs. Or pool party country song. Country pool party songs.
Cool.
And I thought it was really neat because it was fun to do.
I bet.
Hold on.
Do you think my tractor's sexy? Was that on your list?
Well, there were better ones by him, so I didn't put that on there. There
are much better ones.
I mean, they were more pool related.
Yes.
So, let's see here. Just give you a few samples to get to get Alice Cooper's images out of your head.
That'd be good.
Let's play one thing at a time. This is old. This is from the 70s. This is Gary P. Nunn, another Texas legend.
When a bagels and dare streets all headed north.
This song reminds me of Brad.
Me?
Yes.
Friends and relations. Why? Because
every time I hear it, I think of you.
Aww.
I sure hope they.
No matter who sings it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
They're going back to the places, going back to the race.
This is called My Kind of Day on Padre. Again, see if we can get to the chorus real quick here.
It's the end of the. There's nobody here. The coast is all clear. It's my kind of day on Padre.
Of course, he's talking about going down there off season. Then I went to this song, which I've actually found some songs that I'd never heard before because I took suggestions from other people.
Okay.
And so this was one that I found that I didn't. It's another Texas band called Sugarland.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get up, baby. Let's turn off the phone. I don't want to go to work today or even put my makeup on.
You just imagine laying by the pool listening to this. It's kind of cool. Very summery. Alright, this is more beachy themed.
Yes.
Okay, this one. This is called Some Beach by Blake Shelton. It's another one of these play on words, which I love.
Driving down the
play on words is
running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere. There's a big umbrella casting shade over. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there.
Anyway, so you get the point.
Did you do 5 o'clock somewhere?
Yes, I did. That song just goes through several lyrics that end up some beach somewhere. This is Zach Brown Band. He's got two songs. I can only play one of them because the other one's not really appropriate because he uses a bad word in it. But it's still great, great Laying by the Pool song. Anyway, this is another of his Laying by the Pool songs. It's called Where the Boats Leave From. He's from Georgia. By the way, it's important to say where people are from in country music, in case you're not a country music fan.
There's a place where the boat leaves from. It takes away a little your big problems. You got worries, you could drop them in the blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat leaves from. Take one part sand, one part sea, and one part shade of a nine-on tree. And the drinks are cold and the reggae is hot. And I know this is the place for me. Get away.
So you can get a flavor for that. I'm not going to, I don't know how many of these I'm going to go through, but this is, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. We all know this one. This isn't one that I found. I did not. This is Kenny Chesney, who, of course, sings a lot of these kind of country songs.
Jimmy
but this
Buffett
one,
songs.
Yeah, but I don't ever listen to him much. But this song is beautiful. This is called On the Coast of Somewhere Beautiful. See if I can get the, he's kind of lamenting a girl. And he says she's laying somewhere on a coast, somewhere
on
beautiful.
On the coast of somewhere beautiful.
I've heard this.
You've heard it? Somewhere I've somehow
he's been on like on show, you know, like on country music station, and they always women always want him to play that song.
Well, and then it just goes from there. I got All Summer by Kid Rock, All Summer Long.
Oh yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah, I got another Kenny Chesney, How Forever Feels. I got a Robert Earl Keen song, of course, Gringo Honeymoon. I got Skinny Dippin'. You heard this one? Skinny Dippin' by Whitney Duncan. We're almost done, Skeeter Pie. Be done in about 5 minutes. What? Oh, I don't know. I think it's probably in the washing machine.
No. I don't leave things in the washing machine.
It must be in the dryer.
It's not in the dryer. I don't leave things in the dryer either.
Then where is her towel?
It's been put away.
Dirt rolling, here's on
track. I think you're gonna make her cry.
Down that old,
you can't take somebody's binky away.
Saw the water through the trees, and the way he looked.
That ain't right.
It's in the bathroom.
It's in the bathroom. Look under the sink.
And he said, I hope you know how to swim. We took off our clothes.
This is called Skinny Dippin'. It's by Whitney Duncan. Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
There you go. Yeah.
The family is needing me. Anyway, I got some more Gary P. Nunn, Guadalupe Day, and Corona Carana, and Margaritaville, of course. Got to have a Margaritaville.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Oh, by the way, did you know that Jack Johnson sang some... he did an album called... what was it called? Mango Tree. I got to get this album because...
I've heard that song.
It's some of his songs, and it's some of his songs, and then it's some of, like, covers and some new stuff. It's kind of weird. Anyway, this one won't play, but it's Jimmy Buffett's Pirate Looks at 50, and it's Pirate Looks at 40.
Uh-huh.
He covered it, and it was really interesting to hear him sing it. But it won't play, so.
Never mind.
Never mind.
You can take it out with How Forever Feels. That's a good song. Oh, wait, there's something.
No, this is Kenny Chesney. Hold on. I'm trying to make it play. There it goes. Anyway, it was interesting to hear Jack Johnson cover a Jimmy Buffett song. You never hear anybody else singing Jimmy Buffett songs much ever, do you?
Mother, mother, ocean.
Huh.
I have heard you call.
Pretty interesting,
wanted
huh?
to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall.
He's got a good voice, isn't he?
Cause you've seen it all. You've seen it all.
My favorite place to be. With Brad on a beach.
That's right.
The switch from sails
with an umbrella in the ocean.
Anyway, that's A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jack Johnson. I mean... covered by Jack Johnson.
I think we should move to the beach when we retire. We should just move to the beach.
I like to visit there. I don't know if I want to live in it. I like to visit. I want to be wealthy enough to visit there whenever I want.
There you go. That's perfect.
But I want to live in, you know, close to the city where things are.
Where things are. Does it have to be in Texas? Can it be somewhere where it's not so stinking hot?
No, yeah, it can be somewhere where it's not so stinking hot.
Okay, that's good.
All right, so there you have it. There's the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes.
there may be a show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I hear Dave played taps for us again. I haven't listened to the show yet, but
again, good grief.
Well, he thinks we should put out a show every day just because
didn't you go fix it? I told you to fix it.
Fix what?
The daily
podcast. So it
doesn't podcast.
Say daily anymore.
It should be sometimes.
Semi-daily.
Semi-daily show. I was going to say that it sounded stupid.
Oh, man, something wrong with my something's wrong with my outro now. It's got a big X beside it. I can't play. It won't play. So you'll just have to take our word for it that we are a part of My Life Ministries. MyLifeMinistries.org. Meanwhile, you can find me on Facebook, Brad McFadden, and you can find me on Twitter, Brad McFadden. It's not hard.
Yeah, he's always there.
I don't try to code my name.
Always there.
I'm not trying to hide from anybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, also, if you have creepy songs you'd like to submit, you can send them to
somewhere.
Brad.McFadden @gmail.com. Be sure it's a groove. Go to Groove Shark, create the playlist, and send me the playlist.
And then share it with
make
him.
Make it easy on me, please.
Yes.
Yeah, go to share, and then you'll get a link. Be sure you save it first, or I won't get them. I'll get a blank playlist. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's it. What are we going to do next? Do we have a one we're going to do next?
We haven't discussed that.
We'll discuss it. We do have ideas. People have sent in ideas.
Oh, well, that's good.
We could do beach songs, or we could do like pool party songs.
Yeah, that's true, because we've done summer songs, but we haven't done beach songs.
Well, these are... That's what we just did.
Well, yeah, but
so we could somebody else.
I didn't do
so
beach
other people.
Songs.
Maybe that will jog somebody's memory. Oh yeah, hey, you know this is the.
I love this song.
Yeah, so create a 3-song playlist mm-hmm. for your pool party, mm-hmm. and we'll have it. Well, you know what we could do? We could have a giant pool party right here on the shop.
What? Beach balls and everything.
Beach balls and sand right here on the mm-hmm. show.
I made homemade watermelon
in your ears.
Freezer pops.
Oh, Faith made homemade watermelon freezer pops. Yummy. Yummy. We're not going to get to go to Mexico this year, I don't think. Didn't we decide we're not going to go?
Well, we did. Now I'm wishing I just said, never mind.
We decide we can't afford it, and then we go, maybe we can not do something else. And then we keep going back and forth. So maybe Faith has come forth again. But it's not that expensive. It's cheaper than going to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
It's cheaper than almost anything else we can do, except maybe go to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And even that, but anyway, it's so cheap for us to go to Mexico. So, I mean, we're talking all-inclusive, your food.
Okay, we're wrapping up the show.
We were?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, we were.
Yeah, yeah. Vios con Dios.
So, yeah, be thinking about your beach songs. Vios con Dios. And I don't have any music to play, so you just have to, it's just the show, it's just, so the show is like over and stuff, I guess, now. It's not right that it doesn't have the ending. Can you make the ending sound for me?
Please stop talking.
Just make the ending sound and I can press stop. You know, the dum 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 boom. You know.
Dun, 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 dun.
There you go.